Just after midnight Monday morning, detainees at a facility in Conroe, Texas, began a hunger strike. The move spreads the immigrant detainee hunger strike to a second private prison owned by the GEO Group. Adelina Cáceres is the wife of David Vasquez, who was on hunger strike at GEO's Joe Corley Detention Center. She says that when she saw him last Thursday, he and other detainees were already planning their protest. Cáceres says her husband, a legal resident, was detained almost a year ago by agents who were waiting for him to leave his home one morning.
What are immigration authorities or the government or officials hoping to accomplish with this? Why do they continue to divide so many families? Do they not think about the moral damage that causes? If one suffers as an adult, the depression it causes, I wouldn't wish on anyone. The emotional and economic damage, just imagine what it does to kids left without their fathers, just to deport thousands, oftentimes for no good reason.
Cáceres says agents didn't give her a reason for detaining her husband, but she later found out it was related to a prior charge Vasquez had already served time for years ago. The Texas hunger strikers want an end to what they describe as double punishment for a single charge. While not named specifically in the list of demands, ICE has detained thousands of legal residents with past felony convictions and slated them for deportation under Operation Crosscheck. The hunger strikers also want an end to deportations that separate families and improvements in the conditions at the facility. As the hunger strike gets underway in Texas, two detainees at GEO's Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma, Washington, continue a hunger strike, which began there March 7th. Seattle-based immigration rights activist Maru Mora Villalpando has been monitoring the hunger strike there and participating in vigils outside of the facility.
We talked to some people being released on Wednesday and Thursday last week because we've been there from 12 to 5 every day. So we were able to see two groups of people leaving. And when we talked to them and we say, would you tell us how it went? Did you join the strike? Would you be willing to talk to the media? They would say nothing has changed there. Things are terrible. Everybody that we talked to, only one person said, yes, I'll talk to the media. And I would ask, why are you still afraid? And they said, yes. And I would say, but you're in the outside. And they said, you have no idea how things are in there. I don't want to talk.
Mora Villalpando says she is one of three people on the outside tasked with carrying out negotiations with ICE, but that authorities have not been responsive since an email last week. Jose Moreno was one of the hunger strikers at the Northwest Detention Center. He was released last Wednesday.
I'm not afraid, and thinking about all of the people inside makes me sad. Seeing how they live day to day, how they talk with their relatives, with their kids, it's something that just crushes your soul. And I'm speaking for the people who have been released and are still too scared to speak up. I'm not scared of reprisals in my case.
Moreno was arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol and was imprisoned without bail for 4 months while awaiting his court date. He says many of those inside of the facility shouldn't be locked up at all.
The president, please, needs to do something to make a fair reform happen. The unfair deportations need to stop, bonds need to be more affordable, and they need to stop treating us like animals. They treat us like criminals because to them we are quote-unquote criminals, and it's not fair. They don't even call us by name, but by numbers, as if we were objects.
The U.S. Congress has mandated a bed space quota of 34,000, which President Obama has proposed lowering to 30,000. Christina Parker, Immigration Projects Coordinator at Grassroots Leadership, explains.
It's called the bed mandate, and it comes from Congress saying that ICE must hold a certain number of people, in this case 34,000, in detention every single day. Now, no other law enforcement agency in the country operates that way. You know, you don't lock up a certain number of people just because, you know. And what's really insidious about that is that the private prison industry is the biggest benefactor of that bed mandate quota because they own about half of the immigrant detention beds in the country.
Despite protests with increased pressure tactics and deportation rates at a record high, the promise of comprehensive immigration reform remains unfulfilled, something many of the estimated 3 million U.S.-born children of undocumented immigrant parents aren't likely to forget as future voters. Shannon Young, FSRN.